Asian nations invest in and trade among themselves. The trend of Western countries outsourcing manufacturing to and investing in Asia has given way to a significant shift towards intra-Asian trade and investment. In 2008, intra-regional trade among Asian countries constituted 29% of total trade, helping to insulate the continent from the global financial crisis and supporting the world economy. By 2016, this figure had risen to 57%, indicating a substantial increase in economic interdependence within Asia. This shift signifies a departure from previous concerns about Western capital flight or external economic shocks, highlighting a new era of mutual reliance and resilience among Asian nations. The investment landscape in Asia is undergoing a notable shift, with countries such as China, Japan, and South Korea increasingly directing their investments towards developing Asian nations instead of the United States. This trend reflects a broader pattern of Asian nations focusing more on intra-regional investment. Concurrently, energy exporting nations in the Middle East, former Soviet states in Central Asia, and Russia are targeting Asian markets for their sales, diminishing the impact of Western sanctions on countries like Russia and Iran. China's emergence as Russia's primary trading partner exemplifies this evolving economic dynamic in Asia. Asian nations favor state-directed economies with subsidies. Asian economies exhibit diverse characteristics, but some general patterns emerge. Japan was the first standout success story after World War II, followed a few decades later by the Four Tigers, Singapore, Hong Kong, Taiwan, and South Korea. These nations shared a common strategy, focusing on boosting exports with significant government guidance and financial support to meet trade and economic goals. They also utilized special economic zones to attract foreign investment and expertise, which had positive effects on their overall development. China has taken a distinct approach to economic development, emphasizing government intervention in commerce more than other Asian nations. This strategy, reminiscent of neo-mercantilism, stands in contrast to Western norms of open and reciprocal trade. Unlike many Asian countries, China seems less inclined to adopt Western economic practices as it grows. The recent trade tensions with the United States highlight the clash between China's interventionist economic policies and Western ideals of free and fair trade, where governments play a minimal role in markets. Contrast Asian economic behavior. Asian countries typically pursue more moderate neo-mercantilist policies and show limited government participation in infrastructure development compared to Western nations. Similar to China, Asian countries are supportive of globalization, but are not fully in favor of completely free trade. Unlike the West, where there's a clear separation between government and business, Asian norms are generally less rigid, with subsidies and state direction being more accepted. Additionally, family-run businesses are more common in Asia compared to traditional Western publicly traded corporations. These economies prioritize outcomes over Western free market principles. Rather than viewing free markets as ultimate solutions, Asians generally see them as tools to achieve specific economic and societal goals. Many Asian countries are making economic changes recommended by Western economists, like currency reforms and privatizations, but they are not adopting the complete free market approach. Instead, they look to each other as models for development. For instance, Doha aims to emulate Dubai's success as a global air travel and business hub. India is following China's example by establishing special economic zones. Similarly, Pakistan is aspiring to become a tech center like India. Asia tends to favor technocratic and authoritarian governance. In Western societies, there's a strong emphasis on constitutional government, dividing powers, and democratic systems with clear accountability. At one point, Western analysts expected Asian nations to gradually adopt these values, predicting a shift away from autocratic leaders and centralized control. However, Asian cultures often prioritize order and effective governance over democratic processes. There's a prevailing mindset of practicality in Asia, with concerns about maintaining discipline and efficiency within society. Recent challenges in the West, like financial crises and political unrest, have dampened the appeal of Western ideals, leading to a reassessment of what constitutes effective governance. Plato in ancient Greece advocated for a government led by a group of dedicated guardians rather than a broad democracy. Today, this type of governance is known as technocratic, particularly in certain Asian contexts. In Asia, there is a stronger acceptance of governments that prioritize delivering economic progress, upholding law and order, and addressing public concerns without relying solely on democratic elections to validate policies. In contrast, Western countries typically require politicians to regularly persuade voters of the merits of their policies. Singapore prioritizes technological advancement over democratic checks. Singapore stands out as a model for Asian leaders aiming to enhance governance, with its influential early leader Lee Kuan Yew, known for his technocratic approach. Thousands of foreign officials visit Singapore annually to study its institutions. Singapore's strategy prioritized efficient technocratic governance, improving performance feedback mechanisms, and gradually integrating democratic elements. Singapore's current situation presents a mix of contrasts that might seem puzzling in Western political terms. The country boasts unrestricted free trade policies, yet the government controls about half of the economy and supports initiatives like affordable housing and universal healthcare. Despite a political system with limited electoral competition, Singapore uses advanced data technology to gather detailed feedback and performance metrics. The nation highlights its well-compensated civil service, and its leaders are chosen based on competence rather than popular vote. Rise of technocratic leadership in Asian democracies. Countries like India, Indonesia, and the Philippines are adopting leaders known for their practical approach to governance. These leaders focus on delivering tangible results and accountability. For instance, in India, they introduced biometric ID cards linked to mobile banking, simplified bureaucratic processes, and established special economic zones. Even less stable democracies in Asia are gradually improving their civil service and economic management with technocratic reforms. This shift towards efficiency and pragmatism is being driven by increased foreign investment and trade opportunities, rewarding nations with effective policies. China provides no strings attached economic aid without conditions. Looking beyond China, the West needs to consider the entire Asian region, which comprises a population far larger than China alone. Despite China's significant role driven by its outsourced manufacturing and the ambitious Belt and Road Initiative, which is reshaping transport infrastructure across the region, Asia's economic landscape extends beyond China's borders. This initiative has helped previously overlooked countries gain economic traction and attract positive attention from global investors without stringent political demands, emphasizing the importance of mutually beneficial economic partnerships throughout Asia. China's economic impact in Asia is shifting traditional alliances. While countries like Pakistan historically leaned on the United States for military aid, China's focus on trade, investment, and infrastructure projects is now vital for Pakistan's development. This relationship with China not only encourages Pakistan to address corruption and maintain the economic discipline to retain Chinese interest, but is also emblematic of the broader economic boost China is providing to its Asian neighbors. China's deepening integration into the global economy serves its interests while simultaneously benefiting many developing countries in the region. Trade growth between Africa and Asia. The exponential growth in trade between Africa and Asia from 2002 to 2012, skyrocketing by an impressive 2,000%, has had a profound impact on African economies. This surge is predominantly fueled by China's active involvement, particularly through investments in infrastructure projects in exchange for commodities. As a result, about 500,000 Chinese residents now call Africa home. China's infrastructure endeavors, such as constructing ports, roads, and railways, not only enhance trade with Africa, but also strengthen economic bonds among Asian nations. This surge in trade and infrastructure development is reshaping economic relationships across continents, with China taking the lead in promoting increased connectivity and commerce among nations. Western countries face challenges in China's domestic market. Despite China's membership in the World Trade Organization, WTO, and its public endorsement of free trade, many countries face significant challenges when trying to access Chinese markets. China has implemented deliberate and effective government regulations and practices that prioritize its domestic suppliers. This strategy aims to enhance China's internal capabilities and promote innovation within its industries. China's rising debt levels and concerning demographics are causing some Western investors to look elsewhere. Recent surveys indicate that Western investors and exporters are increasingly drawn to the third wave of Asian countries. Southeast Asia now attracts more investment than China, while India is becoming a more appealing destination. Smaller Asian nations are practicing multidirectional economic hedging. Some in the West claim that China is engaging in neocolonial practices and aspiring for hegemony. However, China recognizes the importance of stable and mutually beneficial economic relationships rather than contentious dominance. Instead of aiming to be a sole hegemon, China sees itself as one of several key players in a multipolar region, alongside countries like India, Japan, Russia, Iran, and Turkey. The dynamics between Asian nations today resemble a strategic martial art, where countries carefully assess and counter each other's moves, akin to a jiu-jitsu match. Asian states are practicing multi-directional hedging, with smaller nations vigilant to prevent any single country from gaining excessive influence over them. Diverse trade and investment ties are bridging old rivalries in Asia, creating unexpected alliances and strengthening regional unity. As Asian nations increase military spending, they are becoming less reliant on the United States. Freed from colonial legacies and Cold War dynamics, Asian countries are asserting themselves independently to safeguard their economic progress, successfully managing conflicts, and averting potential threats to their prosperity. Asia's growing population and tech advances signal a rising continent. The West's technological lead is just one chapter in history. Now, Asians are the ones who are adapting to change faster. Asian nations aren't merely catching up, they're often leaping ahead with innovations. For instance, they eagerly adopt biometric ID cards, blockchain, mobile phones, green energy, mobile banking apps, and digital currencies. Asia's preference for practical, solution-focused governments might be well-suited for today's challenges. Asian ideas, trends, and innovations are gaining popularity as the region progresses. While Silicon Valley often grabs headlines, it only accounts for 17% of worldwide venture capital spending each year. In 2017, Asia surpassed the United States in tech startup investments. With a population 10 times larger than Europe and 12 times larger than the United States, Asia's growth is poised to make a significant impact on the global stage. As Asia continues to expand, its influence around the world will inevitably grow, making the world feel more Asian in the process. Key points. 1. Asia's trade is growing internally, emphasizing mutual reliance and resilience. 2. Asian economies prioritize state-guided strategies and subsidies over Western free market principles. 3. Asian governance favors practical, technocratic approaches focused on economic progress. 4. China's economic influence is reshaping trade dynamics in Asia. 5. Asian innovation outpaces the West, driving global trends and investment. 6. Asian countries practice economic hedging to prevent dominance by any single nation. 7. Asia's rising influence challenges Western norms and is poised to impact the global stage significantly.